Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is a new month. It's Thursday, August 1st, as we head into another probably very hot summer month.
Yes.
And we're going to have a very cool show today, folks. We're going to have a special guest here, and I also have a special co-host today.
Hi.
We have Katie here.
Hello.
How are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. We haven't even had a chance to say anything this morning. I'm like running around like a chicken without its head. But yeah, we're going to have a great show today. I'm really looking forward to it. And Mark seems to be a cool guy, so we'll get to him in just a moment. If you guys want to see us, we're on Facebook Live today. You can go to LA Talk Radio's page there and see us there. Otherwise, you can stay on audio, like I always say, and that's where you belong. We're going to have a new app coming out soon for the station, and that's going to be really easy. I'm actually making it myself, believe it or not. So, and I'm no programmer by any stretch, but they have tools now where you can do things yourself. And that's what I've always done, you know, like back in the 90s, I had a computer animation company that I started, and that's because I saw some nice technology out there. Then the radio came, and now this.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Absolutely. Well, it's LA. You got to wear a lot of hats. Right?
A lot of hats, right? Absolutely. Are you an LA native?
I'm not. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, are you? Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
When did you move here?
9 years ago.
Oh, okay. So this is home for you now.
Totally.
Yeah. What made you move?
I honestly just wanted to create. I just wanted to, you know, I as a kid, I used to play make-believe, and then I wanted to do that for a living. So I came out to L.A.
Really?
Where you can do it. Yes.
Like acting and stuff.
Acting, writing, everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been writing for a long time?
I have been.
What do you write?
Comedy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're a funny girl.
I try.
Yeah, that's what you aspire for anyway,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Very cool. Did you start your comedy back in Chicago?
I did. I used to study at Second City in Chicago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's where everybody came out of,
yes.
Right? Saturday Night Live and Second City TV. I remember that was a thing.
Exactly.
And a lot of people came out of there, a lot of great comedians. So you studied there?
I did.
Wow. Did that make you funnier?
I hope so.
Well, no, I mean, be honest.
I definitely learned, you know, more strategies and uh-huh. more concrete.
So comedy is not just about standing up and doing things and there's other aspects to comedy, like acting. It doesn't have to be stand-up.
Exactly.
TV, movies, you know, things
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. So did you early on decide you want to do comedy?
Yes.
Yeah, it was something early in your life.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I loved comedies in the 90s. I loved watching comedic movies in the 90s. So
really?
That's really what got
like
me
like sitcoms
into it.
Too and stuff
sitcoms
like that.
Sitcoms too, absolutely.
Yeah, with the canned laughter and all
yes.
that stuff. I know, I miss that, you know. They don't I mean, do they still have comedy shows with that laugh
yeah,
track?
Yeah, absolutely. There's
really?
There's a show on Netflix right now called Family Reunion
uh-huh.
that uses that same
oh,
format,
they have the
pre-cameras. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So have you done any TV at all?
I have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, for example? Like have you been?
I just shot a movie that's going to be on Lifetime. So that's, I don't know when that's coming out, but we shot it back in April. And I was on Criminal Minds Beyond Borders when that was
oh,
on.
Very
yes.
nice. So you've been finding some great auditions
yeah.
and great gigs.
Yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah. And has LA been good to you?
It has been.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's good to hear because many people come here in this town, eat some up alive, you know?
Of course.
And then they put the tail between their legs and go back home.
Yes.
So you're over that hump, I guess.
Yeah, no.
You figured out how to live in LA.
Absolutely.
People have to learn, you know? So, and the weather must have been a shock to you, right?
The weather is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been, I mean, were you here before? You decided to move? Did you know what you're moving to?
I came actually just once. I came for about 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. You got to explore, right?
Exactly.
Some people come here, they just pack their car and come here. And they're like, man, don't you want to check out the place
first? Yeah, and see where you're moving like to, it.
You know,
yeah.
halfway across the country. So that's pretty pretty funny. So, okay, I want to... did you get to watch any of the presidential debates? Does it really matter to you?
I haven't.
Yeah, I know. I haven't either.
I know. I've been a little disillusioned with politics. I yeah. really was such a big Joe Biden fan, and I feel like he's not been bringing his A game. So that's kind of disheartening.
Oh, well. Yeah, so we try to stay away from politics on this show because there's plenty of people that do talk about it.
Absolutely.
But we'll see if our guest brings up the politics, we'll talk politics. But at any rate, let's bring him on right now. Sitting patiently here, extremely patiently, which I appreciate, is Mr. Mark Gordon. Welcome to the show, sir.
Welcome. Thank you. No, it was a great conversation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to make it better, man. You're going to make it a lot better, you know?
To.
Yeah, that's why you're here, man.
All right, perfect. Yeah. I'm going to make it better.
Don't disappoint.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All
don't
right.
disappoint.
Coming in off the bench. Yes.
So what about you, Mark? Did you grow up here?
No, I grew up in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was that like? Also cold weather.
Yeah, we were just like actually we were just talking about that. And you know, growing up in that kind of weather, you're just kind of like used to it. Mm-hmm. But then when you go away, then you come back.
Right.
It's freezing.
Really?
Like I was trying to like I went
because you have something to compare it to, though, right?
Yeah. Like if it was like 40 degrees in like January, when you'd like go outside maybe with like a t-shirt on.
Right.
And now it's like forget it. You're like layered up when you go back.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Your blood thins out here.
Oh yeah.
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 And when did you move out here?
So this is my 20th year in LA.
Oh, wow. Okay. So but you're a native almost.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And I came out here in high school. I came out for a summer.
Mm.
I did like an extension course at UCLA. And I'm like, okay, this is where I want to be.
Really?
Yeah. But I went to college down south of New Orleans. I wasn't allowed to come out here.
Oh,
that's
wow.
so cool. I love New Orleans.
Oh, it's such an amazing city. I was there twice last year.
Really?
It's one of my favorite cities. I mean, have you been there before?
No, I haven't. That's one of my destinations that I want to go to.
Oh, yeah. You would love it. Like, if it's some of the best food and the food and music.
The music.
Jazz is just everything.
So, yeah. So, I mean, but do you have that? You don't have that vibe everywhere. You just go to, what's that street called?
Bourbon Street.
Right.
That's the area.
And that's it. But the rest of the city, it's just like
any
other city.
Oh, the Frenchman is very cool, too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the Frenchman a little better because it's the bourbon you got to see. But it's very touristy. And Frenchman is more local. And you'll see like all these different bands. And they have like little like art things. But even like if you're in other parts of the city, like you just be hanging out. Next thing you know, like a brass band will just walk by and start playing.
Yeah. Wow. I love that, man. I really want to experience that.
Yeah, you need to.
Don't go in the summer.
No, is it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very humid?
You'll be taking like 3 or 4 showers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like humid
and
places.
It's bad for you.
I don't know many people that do actually like humid places, you know?
No.
It's like it's like heavy on you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The heat, right?
Yeah. When it's like sitting in a steam bath all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting. As far as Chicago goes, because that's one of the places that I've, one of the bigger cities that I haven't been to, you know, so I need to go. That's one of the, on the list, that and New Orleans. Definitely.
I was there once, but I wanted to go everywhere that John Hughes shot a movie. Like that was the goal.
That's such a cool
So I think I was at the high score they shot first.
Look closer to the mic.
Yeah, I was at the high score they shot first, Bueller. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So cool.
Whoa.
One of my favorite 80s movies.
Yeah. That's, I mean, yeah, Ferris Bueller, yeah, there's a lot of movies from the 80s that I do love as well, you know, and
Well, I love the 80s movies because the high school movies and everyone in the cast was probably like 25 to 30.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So when I was younger, I'm like, wow, when I get to high school, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be nice and older looking, mature. And it just was not.
No.
Didn't happen for you, huh?
No.
And I wanted to ask you, Katie, do you have siblings at all?
I do have a younger sister.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys close?
We're kind of close. Yeah.
I know what you mean. You grow up and you kind of.
What's
like,
the age difference?
We're 3.5 years apart.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you would normally be close, at least growing up.
Yes.
That's the way I was with my brother, and now.
What's the age difference?
Three and a half years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but with my my youngest brother is 12 years younger than I, and we never connected, you know?
Yeah, because when you were like in high school, he was so young. It was
exactly.
Like
you babysit him.
Yeah.
Right?
But now it doesn't matter as much.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, plus the story was I moved here at 16 from Israel, you know? My parents, my family stayed back there. Mm-hmm. So he didn't see me from the age of 4 to 9.
Oh, wow.
So he didn't even know me.
Oh, wow.
By the time they came here, you know, so that was kind of different. But then my middle brother, you know, 3 years difference. We were very, very close. But then he got married and things changed, you know.
Where in Israel are you from? What city?
Tel Aviv.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the biggest cool city.
Wow.
The city that never sleeps 24 hours a day.
I was there when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sure it changed.
Oh,
a lot
it changed
since
a lot.
Then, yeah.
That's when I left at 16. Then since then, I visited a couple times. But it's changed every time, you know.
Wow.
That's what I heard. It's pretty wild. I had some of the best falafel I've ever had in my life.
Have you had falafel before?
I love falafel.
But my favorite place is down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to send you guys to the Israeli places. I mean, those are like,
yes.
That's the best shawarma and falafel you ever heard in your life.
Oh, definitely.
You know? So, if the locals go there, you got to go there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, very cool. And, growing up, did you have a decent childhood? Were you happy, a happy kid?
Yeah.
That's important, right?
Yeah.
That's why you're walking around smiling a lot. Not everybody does, you
know? Absolutely. I would say I was much more of a loner when I was a kid, but I kind of appreciate that because I got a lot of me time, you know?
I really learned
who I was,
yeah,
you know?
No, I'm like that too, you know? I mean, I was on my own since I was 16. I had to do things by myself. I grew up very fast, you know? But I agree with you, you know, it's like, and do you have any siblings, Mark?
I have one brother.
One brother. Is he older, younger?
He's younger.
Yeah?
He's got two kids.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's
and
living
you
this
don't.
Kind of life. None that I'm aware of.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
That we're on the same page here, yeah. So, and Mark, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
So what I do is I started off doing a stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. but now I'm an actor, writer, and make a lot of shows.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I actually just released a comedy rap video.
Really?
So yeah, that is kind of my political thing, which I just kind of put out about a month ago.
Oh, okay. Can we listen to it? Is it online?
Okay. Love for you guys to listen to it.
Yeah, then let's bring it up.
Thanks for asking.
Of course. So I'm going to go to YouTube, okay?
Yes.
That's where it is.
And if you go to Diaper Don.
Okay.
And so I have two versions. One is an edited version and one is the full unedited with some curse words in there.
Okay, so we can play either one. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So not the radio edit, the other one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's Diaper Don by Mark Gordon, and then there's just Diaper Don.
Yeah,
so
when you actually can see the video, it's so the premise is, I play a baby Donald Trump,
right?
And we have a couple of his henchmen who work for him, and then we put everything on a green screen, and then I'm doing this rap.
I see.
And I basically just kind of like make fun of him.
Right. So people can see the visual if they go to YouTube.
Yeah, please
look up
go.
Diaper Don. And you see, I'm seeing several of them, but we'll go with the one that has the most views, I guess, right?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
The one.
Yeah, that one okay. Is a little edited, but you can kind of see the.
Yeah.
Get the idea.
Yeah, let's get the idea for sure. Yeah.
I woke up in the morning with my spray orange tan. Sent out 5 tweets, well, I was in a can. Tried to hug Melania, but she slapped away my hand.
Witches, witches, witches.
Okay, okay, let me break it down. I'm the one who married Orange Clown. I married for love and not money. Yes, I just being funny.
Bird, pizza, chicken, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Y'all give me the bucket.
And a wall.
Bird, pizza, chicken, fuck it.
Fuck it.
And a wall. Get the bucket.
You're trying to build a big little border wall.
I be constantly saying my dick is really small. People say that Putin has got all the power, cause he has a tape of me and golden shower. My team is in jail for colluding with me. Sell your soul and spin the Sarah Huckabee.
Bird, pizza, chicken, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we'll get the bucket.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man. Thank you. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You sound like a good rapper. You know, do you do any serious rapping at all?
No, I actually went, but my first rap when I was doing stand up, I had that was kind of my closing bit.
Right.
I kind of did a different kind of rap. It was basically, I was like, well, there's no raps about dorky white guys from the suburbs.
Right.
And that was the premise for my other rap. So I always love like the energy of the crowd and just being up there. And so it was funny when I first moved out here, I was working on this rap and I was doing a lot of like Eminem videos.
Right.
So I was actually doing some of his photo doubles. So I had no idea. Like I walked around to Eminem. I walked around to his manager. I walked to Dr. Dre and Dr. Dre gave me his card.
Uh-huh.
So wow. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to get to talk to Dr. Dre. I called, left a message.
Uh-huh.
People are calling me. I'm like, don't. Hey, I got to get off the phone. Dr. Dre's going to call me. Then I realized it was probably a fake number. But for that moment, I was very excited that me and Dre and the crew would be rapping together.
So you actually like rap music. You listen to it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I guess you have to write a rap
song.
Well, you may not have to, you know. I mean, I'm not into rap, but I can see how I could write a song about, you know, like a rapper. I couldn't sing like one, but
I want to hear one of your raps next.
No, I have regular songs I sing.
Okay, perfect.
If I do say so myself, I'm pretty good, but not a rap at all. What kind of music do you like, Katie?
I love rap, and actually, I was really excited to interview Mark today because I've done political rap as well.
Wow.
I did a Michelle Bachman video. Years ago,
YouTube.
I don't know if it's on YouTube anymore. It might be.
Where else would it be?
Was on Funny or Die. It may have been taken down, but it was a long, long time ago.
Do you remember some of the bars?
Some of the bars? No. long ago.
I bet you she's not going to do it. Would you be embarrassed to do it now?
I just don't remember it, to be honest. It was so long ago. Yeah. But it was really neat. I got to work with Cedric the Entertainer and Slash.
Awesome. Those are some great people to work with. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know if you felt the same way, but for me, I was always interested in politics and comedy. So. Like in 16, I was really big into Bernie Sanders.
Mm.
So I'd go to different events. And a lot of times you'd get up and hear the same speeches over and over again. They were like angry speeches. And for probably the same as Katie, I'm into comedy. So I would like to get up sometimes and speak, but I would always try to throw jokes in and laugh. And I felt like you could reach a lot more people that way.
Yeah. Right.
So the hardcore people they're already set in their ways.
Right.
But the people down the middle who are maybe not as engaged, you could reach them. So like I did different like events. I would do like comedy and hip hop nights and do like fundraisers and just to get people like engaged politically. And a lot of times they're like, I haven't really checked it, but now I will.
Right.
So to me, I felt like it really kind of cut through some of like the hardcore stuff.
Right. How's the entertainment industry been for you? It's pretty hard, right? I'm very competitive.
Yeah, it's hard, but I was actually talking to Katie right before. And so I'm writing a couple different shows. So I have like three or four that I'm coming out. One I have like a full 30
I mean, you guys
sitcom.
Are like identical, writing, acting, comedy.
<We're twins.
laughs> Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
You probably grew up on the same street. You just don't remember.
Long distance cousins.
Yeah.
But I love that creative aspect. I love coming up with an idea and then executing it. And then next thing you know, you have either people on their show or crew, and there's just... I have like three or four different ones that are so different.
Yeah.
I wrote one that was about a rock band, which was a lot of fun. Then I wrote one, it was kind of like a faux reality show called My Dog Hates Me, which is also in YouTube. So the premise of that one was, and all these
What's
different...
going to happen with that full game?
I know.
Somebody's very
I'm
excited
to
see that.
I'm trying to live stream too. Yeah. My wallet's not the best tripod right now.
Next time you'll know, get a stand.
I know. I'll bring my stand.
He's got his phone too.
Yeah,
I know he does. That gray water bottle is very reliable.
Everybody's doing videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
Everyone
wants to document their lives, I guess.
Yeah, it's the world.
But you know, No, I mean, to succeed in social media, you have to put yourself out there,
absolutely,
right? You have to be willing to reveal things about yourself, mm-hmm, and not everybody's comfortable with it. Like, I'm not, you know? So I'm no social media star because I'm not willing to put myself out there. I mean, for the people that listen, there's a lot of personal stuff that I give on the show. And but still, there's things that I hold on to, you know. Some people go crazy with the stuff they do, you know. I mean,
every event you go to, it's a social media.
Right.
I was at someone's wedding, and then everyone there, they had like a set up spot to take like selfies,
yep,
and other stuff. And I was like, okay, it's like, well, it's people like, aren't enjoying their event.
It's like it didn't happen unless it's on Instagram, you know?
Yeah,
that's true, right?
Yeah, that's what I honestly really appreciated about. I went to Burning Man last year for the first time.
Wow.
It was so amazing. Honestly, like one of the best parts was just the fact that there was zero reception. So you were off your phone. So it's right, like so refreshing for a week not to be looking at a screen.
Right. And I bet you it's like a shock in the beginning, right?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes I leave my phone somewhere for 5 minutes and I feel naked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like because we have to be busy with our minds all the time. And I'm like, what happened to just like looking around and stuff?
I'm into surfing and paddleboarding.
Right.
And for me, it's so nice to be out there and you're not on your phone. You're just like out in the water, just enjoying your surroundings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it does
you
feel
mean
weird
you don't
at
have
first.
Your headphones on in the surfboard?
I saw they actually have some where they can have Wi-Fi and you can have video. I'm like, come on, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You're out there to like enjoy. You don't need to be connected all the time.
Exactly. You know, people with cameras on them and everything is crazy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, everybody's cool. Got to take pictures. I don't get it. But you're right. It's like it didn't happen if it's
right.
If there's no picture, right?
And if you don't get all the likes, too.
Exactly. You're just like, all the likes.
Wrong? Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
still waiting. I guess Instagram is taking away likes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering when that's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what people are going to do then.
I know.
They're not taking it away. They're just going to hide it so people right. can't see how many you got.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But they're talking about a lot of teens are having issues. Because
yeah.
if they don't get a lot of likes, or why
validation.
Aren't people into it?
They're
yeah.
stressed out completely.
Totally
I mean,
stressed out, yeah.
you know, as kids, our parents and even us, we had to like play in the dirt. You know,
yeah.
that's all pretty much what we had. And and you know, a lot of stress. You know, people grow up in like war zones mm-hmm. and hunger and things like this. And here, kids are just like depressed because they didn't get enough likes on their post. You
right.
know, and you go, what happened? You know, what happened somewhere along the way where technology has made us so like complacent and mm-hmm. and lazy.
You know? Oh yeah, I was actually I did a trip to Southeast Asia a couple years ago, and
really?
Then I was in Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, and then I went off to Japan. So
wow.
I did like a 5-week trip.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could see Japan, amazing. But what was the draw for you with the other places?
I love history and,
yeah.
and culture, and actually Japan was my least favorite.
I'm sure
out of well, all those,
because
but,
if you went to look for those kind of places, Japan's different.
Well,
it's
totally
more westernized.
Different. Yeah, absolutely. But the people, the culture in those other places was amazing, and it was so cheap.
Yeah,
like you can
yeah.
get like a four. I don't know if you've been, but it's like a 4-star hotel, like on the beach for like $40. Like here, you know, you can't even get.
That's
any...
what like in Thailand too, or
yeah, Thailand.
That's a
like
more
I was
expensive.
In Vietnam, and it was like one of their beach spots, and it was like $100 for one of the nicest hotels, like a 5-star. So like,
yeah.
you're not spending that much. You're going out to eat for just a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Like
right.
amazing foods. Yeah, it was
yeah.
it was
Where
incredible.
Where in Japan did you go?
I did Tokyo, and then. Yokohama. It was actually funny in Yokohama. When you go to some of the malls, they had their mannequins were blue eyed and blonde hair.
Yep.
Right.
So it was funny. So I was like, why are people looking at me like that? And my hair is really blonde. And I'm like, oh, because I look like a mannequin. They probably thought like I hopped
so
off,
funny.
You know, out of the mall and ran away.
Yeah, I think you need to go back and go to Kyoto. I just
oh,
went to
really?
Japan.
Did you love
and,
it?
You
yeah,
did?
I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm dying to go.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cheap right now, too. I got
when
my,
did you go? Like, recently?
March.
Oh,
and my
oh,
ticket
wow.
was $350 round trip
wow.
from LA.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, but definitely go back and go to Kyoto because it's
okay.
a lot more,
chill.
You know, old country. You'll get that culture that I think that you were
yeah.
looking for in Tokyo.
How many days were you in Kyoto?
We were We were in Kyoto for 2.5 days, in Yokohama for a day, and then Tokyo for 3 or 4.
Okay. Yeah. Did you like Tokyo?
I did like Tokyo, but, you know, I'm a city girl. So growing up in Chicago, living in New York, now in Los Angeles, Tokyo to me was just another city.
Right.
So if I had just gone to Tokyo, I probably wouldn't have liked Japan as much as I did.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Cleanest trains I've ever seen
in
my life.
Oh, very clean. Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And every train comes in like 3 to 4 minutes. It's yeah. Amazing.
Absolutely. So you don't need to drive a car or anything.
No.
Huh?
Well, it was totally funny to different. Me. In the subways, or the trains, people would go and just fall asleep.
Right.
And then put their bags up. And I'm like, in here, you would never safe. Think, especially in LA.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Yeah, different cultures are like amazing, you know. I'm dying to go to Japan because there's a lot of pretty women. A lot of pretty women. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, recently I started being attracted to Asian women. Mm. And I thought, it's not suddenly, it's just because I never maybe considered it before. But then when you do, you go, wow, you know, that opens up like a whole different thing, you know. Yeah. So
yeah, well, you'll definitely have that in Japan.
In Japan, right? Right. And if you're saying it's that inexpensive to fly, the only problem is that I don't like flying anymore, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, I've had a couple traumas with flying and stuff. So
I got lucky. I had a whole row to myself. Uh-huh. Oh, so I kind of made like a makeshift like bed and was able to like nest in across that.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a long flight, right? What, 12 hours, 14, something like that? You're the one that just flew, right?
Yeah, mine was really long, though, because my trip was so cheap. I actually had to do a layover in Beijing, so I think we were flying for like 18 or 20 hours.
That's okay, I mean, but you got there.
But I got there, yeah, one piece.
Mine was 24 hours to Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Oh, wow.
So you're like, you're just, when you get off there, you're just fried.
Yeah.
You're jet lagged.
Completely, you know? And what about just feeling that, shit, I've already been on this tin can that's flying 30,000 feet for 10 hours, mm-hmm. and now I got another 10 to go. You know, it's like, to me, it's overwhelming.
It is.
I don't think I can handle it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe I'll take like stops, maybe stop in Hawaii or something on the way in.
Well, it's like an open bar on those flights too.
I know,
so that helps a little. But after a while, you're like, well, how much bar? I want to get off this tin can.
So you know, so I would think, well, maybe bring an edible or two. You know, keep you busy in your mind. So yeah. I was smart to do that, right?
You're very
so I get
smart.
On the no. Let me tell you, I thought I was. So I got on a flight, and after I had edible for the first time flying,
yeah.
And as soon as I sat down, I thought, I got like so anxious, I thought I was going to die.
Right.
I thought, what am I going to do? I'm stuck here now. I don't want to fly. I'm scared. I'm scared of the plane crashing or whatever. And I got paranoid like this. I never got paranoid on weed. Keep in mind, I've been smoking weed since I was like 17 years old, you know? So I'm good with it. I'm also good with the edibles. But an edible on an airplane,
I think
it brought out the anxiety because, you see, I used to take flying lessons. And one time I almost crashed myself to the ground practicing stalls and stuff.
What kind of plane?
Just a Cessna 152, the training.
Okay.
The very plain, basic ones. Mm-hmm. And I did a stall, and the plane just started spinning toward the earth. And I thought I was going to die.
Oh my goodness.
But then I remembered what the instructor showed me before, and I was able to come out of it. But ever since then, I thought, God, you know, I just cheated death once.
Yeah, well, that would be a reason to be afraid of flying. Yeah.
Like freaking out a little bit.
But you had your Sully moment, right? You were able to recover.
Yeah. I don't know how that was. I remember in the beginning, I just said, God, no, not yet. That's what I remember saying. And then I remembered I have to press the, because the ailerons don't work, so the steering wheel is meaningless because you're vertical. So then you have to push on the left, I think it was, the left pedal, and then the plane starts coming up and you feel all these G-forces.
Wow.
Totally disoriented, like something's pressing on your head, you know. So I figured, you know what, not everybody gets to experience that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was nice to have one time. And after that, I went and
maybe just play like video game flying simulation much better in your house.
But you got to understand something. This was in 1993. There were no GPS then. Right. There was no GPS. Wow. Imagine flying a plane with no GPS. There were like transponders, which were like things that send signals, and you have to figure it out while you're flying. I'm like, I can't believe this. I did like a solo flight to Arizona, and you know, there's another story. I get to the airport, near the airport to land. Suddenly, I've seen all these planes flying around me. I'm going, what the hell's going on here? So I finally landed, and it's an airport without a tower. Mm. You just announce yourself, right, to land. So I landed there. I find out nobody told me there was an airplane show there. So I'm like in the middle of everything, and oh, wow. That was scary too. I'm sure. I mean, I didn't know what the hell to do.
It's like you're in Top Gun or something.
Yeah. So this was from Vegas to Arizona. I was living in Vegas at the time. Huh. So that was memorable too. So yeah. I guess after a few experiences like this, you kind of go, I don't want to fly anymore.
Oh yeah.
And also long flights, like to Israel, it's 14, 15 hours. I'm like, man, I can't sit in a plane
That's
for
hard.
That long.
That's a long time.
So,
and the seats are getting smaller and smaller. Like, yeah. I feel small in a seat. So I can imagine with someone who's like 6'2".
Yeah. Plus, I think when you start getting older, you get more scared of things. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm getting older. I've got enough time to start getting scared of things, you know? So tell us something. Do you do stand-up now still?
I haven't in a few years.
Okay.
But I always think about different bits. So I would like to go back and do it again. But I kind of shifted more into more of like the TV shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you like that, huh?
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah. I mean, stand-up is fun, but a lot of it, like unless you're on one of the big shows, you're doing a lot of like bringer shows.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's like, that could be a nightmare. They just jam as many comics as they can on there.
Right.
And they're tough shows.
Yeah.
I did one actually, and it was like a Tuesday night, and everyone was tired. And they always trying to drag the shows out. And they were like, well, Damon Wayans is going to be on. Damon Wayans, don't leave. So the crowd was like, all right, well, it's late. I got to go to work, but I'll still stay. I'll still buy drinks. And then right before, they're like, Damon Wayans isn't gonna come.
Oh my God.
Mark Gordon's gonna come up. So I've never had that experience where people were like booing before I got on.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh boy, wow. This is
what about you? Do you do any stand up at all?
I've only done it once.
Only once.
Only
and
once.
Decided it's not for you or what?
I would love to do it again. I just haven't.
It's like it seems like everybody in town is doing it. You might as well do it too.
Yeah.
It's a good way to like get into to be noticed.
Right, exactly. To be noticed. Yeah,
but because I like talking to the audience.
Yeah.
I started transitioning to that for me because it just kind of was more energizing and exciting to just kind of play off for people in the crowd.
Yeah. Well, you have that comedian vibe about you, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
I can tell all the way. You know? So that's cool. So do you write about things other than politics and things like that?
Yeah. One of my shows... that I'm doing right now is that hopefully we'll be shooting soon. We're trying to get a fundraiser to make the pilot. It's about a characters behind like a Disney-like theme park and kind of like an edgy comedy. Because I always thought like, you know, when you go to the amusement parks, it's like this happy place. But what about the people who work there? Is it always as happy? So we kind of explore that.
You mean the people in the costumes?
Yeah, in the costumes right. and their life and what kind
Especially
of goes
in
on.
Orlando with that, you know... That wet heat.
Yeah. Oh, the humidity.
Yeah. So that's one show. And then I wrote this other little web series called, I was mentioning earlier, My Dog Hates Me.
Uh-huh.
So the premise with that is you have all these, it's supposed to be like a reality show, but all those, everyone's kind of successful. So in mine, my character, he's supposed to be starring in a new TV show and he's supposed to be getting married. So, but right before they're going to film the show, my fiance leaves me.
Uh-huh.
And in the show, the main director or main actor just takes my part away.
Yeah.
So now they see me at the lowest point.
Yeah.
And so now they're still going to film this show. So it's like, I thought it'd be interesting to explore instead of being on the up, on the down and what that's like. And then, and it's very like LA like where, my sister was like, you should get a dog. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's a good idea. But the only reason since we get a dog so she can meet the director to get a part on the dog off on me. And the dog talks in it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's one. And then I have a couple shows coming out, two different talk shows and then kind of like a comedy dating show.
Very nice.
As well.
So you keep active, huh?
It's so exciting to think about different projects that you're doing that just kind of like energizes me and then trying to work with different people.
Yeah. I know. It's like creative people. You know, you can't sit in a place from 9 to 5 or something, you know, right? You just, you have to be creating and doing things, you know? I know what you mean. You know, I mean, I'm a very creative type. I had a computer animation company. I had and you know, I've done a lot of things, you know? So, you know, whatever I wanted to say. I don't know. I wanted to ask you, with the political stuff, do you ever get into, I don't know, arguments with people, things like that? Or
all the time.
Do you keep it quiet?
All the time. Because
so
it,
you're pretty much political. I mean, you're active in political. You're involved in it.
Yeah, I am really involved. I'll go on to like a lot of different websites.
Right.
For me, which would be like Fox News or Pro. Like with the video, I post it up on like Pence and Trump's video, and of course they hate it.
Right.
But I always like to see the response, and a lot of it is like, okay, let me get into that mindset and let's kind of have a debate. I also like to do you get into a political debate. And then I delete all my comments.
Right.
So the person looks like they're arguing with themselves.
Oh.
And another thing. And it's I just sit back
that's
and kind
funny.
Of like enjoy it. Yeah. Or jump on Donald Trump has tweets. Most of them were like anti. But it's funny just to go in there and just kind of mix it up a little bit because it's so polarizing.
Yeah.
Right. So let me ask you, why do you hate him so much?
Oh, boy. There's so many reasons. I think the abject using racism.
Uh-huh.
To try to drum up a base and tear people down.
Yeah.
So
give me a couple of examples of things that he did that are racist. I mean, I'm just like...
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Pretty much everything that he says where he, when he first came out, where he talked about Mexicans are rapists with, when you had in Charlottesville, where he came out and he goes, there's very fine Nazis, you know, on both sides or white supremacists. He retweets white supremacists. He's constantly going after any Afro-American candidates, any Latinos, wants to lock them in cages. So, like, the laundry list is really long. I mean, he wanted to get people who, the Central Park Five, who are innocent, he wanted them murdered. So, that's one thing. I also have a business where I was making some...
I'm sorry to interrupt
you.
But,
go your thing.
But so far, you've told me about things he said, but how about things he's done? Has he done anything racist?
Yeah, I mean, putting a full ad out against people who were innocent, knowingly that they were innocent, his policies of locking up kids and families in cages, that is... I mean, these people are... I don't know if they'll ever get over it. Mentally or some of their families are just totally separated.
Right. But why are they in cages?
Because they're looking for a better life. So they're coming from these Central American countries where they're either going to be killed or sold into sex trafficking or put into gangs. So they just want to come here and they're looking for asylum. Now, granted, there are a lot of people, but we can help those people in a humane way.
Yeah.
You know, because you just look back in all these different countries or all these different people and you're like, wow, that you're like, well, how did we do that? How did we have even here internment camps? How did we have, you know, concentration camps? How did we have all these Armenians in Turkey, like all these people massacred? And you're like, it's this mentality of demonizing the people. They're not real people. They're animals. We're locking them in cages. And so when you start seeing pictures and then you start drumming up your base to say, yeah, those people should be. Then those people
should be what? I'm sorry.
Oh, should be locked up, should be demonized. I think they said now hate crimes have been up under Trump, I think like 250% of hate crimes. And I've seen these videos where people are like, go back to your country. And they're like, well, I live here. We even had the president talking to members, 4 women of color who were in Congress, you know, go back to the countries that you came from. So this mentally, now you have a lot of people who think like that, who will actually do something, threatening people, lives, people are getting killed because of this man.
Uh-huh.
So it's not American. It's really a shame.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
How about you? Okay, well, you don't make fun of the president, so we don't have to get into that and stuff.
I do. Yeah. On my social media.
Yeah?
To get
you comment
it.
A little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. It. Okay, so you're good with
well,
that.
Well, Michelle Bachmann was kind of coming, kind of cut from the same
exactly.
cloth.
Exactly.
What do you mean? What same cloth?
Well, a lot of it they use these to try to drum up this kind of this angry white base. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So she did a lot of really horrible policies and said some really terrible things about a lot of groups as well.
Right, yeah. Right. Now, let me ask you this, and this is just hypothetical. Let's say that people did not hate Donald Trump, okay? My big question is, man, I'm spacing out. It was a complicated question.
No, it is.
It'll come back to me.
It's a very polarizing topic.
But, do you think he would have performed better or worse if he weren't being attacked from all directions? You know what I'm saying? In other words, you have to look at the fact that the moment he came on the scene, right, everybody hated him and didn't want him in there. Right? Before he started anything yet. What I'm thinking is, if you have to govern despite of that, and still the country is not in bad shape at all, I don't think, like economically, you know, I mean, we produce a lot here, you know, and things like that. So, you know, but that's up for debate, let's say, okay? But the question is, how does somebody manage to still stay there despite all that hatred and all those attacks? What do you think? I mean, does that make him a good president or a bad president?
I think he gets a rise out of being the bad guy.
What do you mean he gets? He enjoys it.
He enjoys it.
Yeah.
He's like, how can I push this envelope even further? And it's terrifying because I know, as you said, like everyone hates him, but unfortunately that's not the case. Like,
right.
I actually did took a break from LA and I lived in my house in Michigan for a summer, 2 summers ago. And it really was eye-opening, the amount of people, not even just in Michigan, but also on my drive there, who are so pro-Donald Trump.
Right. But the thing is, no, I'm not saying everybody. I'm
sure.
Just saying there's a lot. Maybe I said everybody. But what I'm saying that he gets it from a lot of different directions, right?
Sure.
And, of course, there's going to be people that support him. I mean, he won, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is, he won. There are people supporting him. We can't expect everybody to be the same.
Right.
Yeah, I grew up on the East Coast,
right.
And I kind of saw, I used to go down to Atlantic City all the time, and he built his casinos, which of course he went through multiple bankruptcies, but he built that on ripping off contractors
mm-hmm.
and swindling people. So he has a history of doing this, where he doesn't really care about anybody but himself.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I haven't been to his group, but some
But
people...
is that true, though? Let me ask
yes.
you, because people are saying that he pretty much delivered on most things that he promised. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people knew what they were getting into, and he's pretty much... So, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to understand.
For sure. I can tell you firsthand, I've been affected financially. I was importing goods from overseas, and I had to pay
right.
high tariffs. Sorry,
no, you're good.
I had to pay high tariffs
right.
on my goods.
Right,
and I know a lot of other people too. So it's now I cannot do this business anymore
right.
because of him. Farmers the same way they're not able to export, so they're subsidizing that. So
right.
look, people are really hurt.
But why did he do? Why did he raise the tariffs and everything?
He thought that it would help manufacturers here, but that wasn't the case. What's happening is he's putting people out of business. Everyone's going to have to pay higher for goods. Eventually,
right.
we're going to have a massive, because they're cutting off money. So I made in taxes, we lost money. A lot of people did, unless you're really rich. So a lot of people are going to be fighting. We're going to have a massive recession very, very soon. If
okay.
he gets voted out, it'll probably be the next term or on his next term. It'll
right.
be a lot of people are going to be really hurt
wow.
by his policies.
Yeah.
Sorry,
probably,
I know we're we didn't want to do a big political
yeah.
thing, but
no, but I mean,
but yeah,
I like it. That's
yeah.
how you talk.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
you talk.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to me if every person's ideas and beliefs, because politics really reflects your your outlook on life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people have to understand that they can talk and discuss things without being like hateful. You know, that's the problem.
Yes.
That's a problem. That's why nobody like, there's no bridge between anybody. You know
You're
what
right.
I'm saying?
It is good to talk and to hear what other people are thinking, because not everyone is going to believe
the same thing.
It's funny though, like when I was on my dating profile, I did put though, if you support Trump, this match will not work out really well.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of women put that up there too in the dating apps. That's funny. All right, well, we're totally out of time. Mark Gordon, thank you so much for joining us. Tell people how they can find you online if they want to contact you, or
if you go to Mark S. Gordon, Mark with a C.
Right.
S. Gordon, you can see my website and you'll see all my shows, and then on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Awesome.
All those.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun. You know?
Thanks. It was a lot of fun discussion.
We wish you continued success and come back and tell us about the shows that you're working on and everything. That'll be really cool, man.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Katie, what about you? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Awesome. It was really fun having you here.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.